For most of us, selecting a program to watch on TV is a simple act. The same cannot be said for the blind and visually impaired. But as WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports, Comcast is trying to change that.
Until recently, navigating the cable giant's program guide was a tedious, time-consuming effort for blind or visually impaired customers. Tom Ludkowski is vice president of accessibility at Comcast.
All someone who's blind could do was use the channel up, channel down buttons to navigate the 1,000-channel universe, and the more than 50,000 titles that we had in our video on demand library were essentially useless.
These days, thanks to technology developed by Ludkowski's team and feedback from test groups, channel surfing is a lot less choppy for customers with X1, Comcast's newest platform.
The fault in our stars, from $4.99, ends January 31st, 2015.
Once enabled, voice guidance gives customers the option of having channels and program descriptions read aloud as they jump around the long list of possibilities using the arrow keys. They can also press down a button on the remote and search options by voice, a la Siri on an iPhone. When they've made their selection, customers can hit the familiar OK button and the program will fire up. They can also just use the voice control button and say, "Watch SportsCenter," for example, and the show will start playing. To the sighted, these advancements may simply make TV watching more convenient. But Ludkowski, who is blind, says they may mean a whole lot more to those who have previously navigated channels in the dark.
Everybody talks about what they've watched last night or what they're binge watching on demand or through their DVR. And, you know, for someone who's blind or visually impaired, to be included in that conversation really dictates that they have the ability to navigate these on-screen menus, to be able to find what they want to watch and really understand what it is that they're about to watch.
Ludkowski also hopes the technology provides subscribers with an added sense of independence, a not-so-small issue for the blind or anyone with a disability. It's done just that for Marvin Pearson. He's a junior who lives on campus at the Overbrook School for the Blind in West Philly, where several X1 cable boxes and remotes have been installed.
Not everybody in this world is a very nice person. And so sometimes if, you bug somebody too much about, switching the channel for you, they might not be cool with it. So, being able to avoid situations like that just by having, a talking TV guide, really helps out a lot.
Going forward, Tom Ludkowski says he hopes he can create more tools to put people with disabilities on more even footing.
The only barriers are what you put up in front of you or in what other people perceive to be barriers. It's not to say that there aren't barriers, but try to find ways to overcome them, and technology can certainly be one method for that.
I'm Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.